I have a thought that I want to share with you this evening. I'm not going to be long, but I have a thought that's been with me all day today, and it's from Psalm 73. From Psalm 73, the psalmist writes, and he's writing in retrospect to an experience that he had, to something he had gone through. And he begins by saying, truly God is good. He says, truly God is good to Israel. God is good to his people. He said, God is good. And that word good means so many things, but it means beautiful. It means he's lovely. You know, it's like that song that says, what a beautiful name it is, the name of Jesus, right, that we sing. We sang it before the curtain came up tonight. It means that he's kind, he's correct, he's righteous, he's beautiful, he's lovely in everything he does. And so the psalmist begins to say, God is good to those whose hearts are pure. I'm reading from the NLT translation. The King James says, to such as are of a clean heart. In other words, those that have trusted in him and his righteousness. And his righteousness has become their righteousness. And then he begins to talk about something that began to happen to him. He says, but as for me, I almost lost my footing. I almost lost my confidence. He said, my feet were slipping and I was almost gone. I almost got tripped up. He said, for envy began to slip into my heart. I became envious of the proud. For I envied the proud when I saw them prosper despite their wickedness. He said, I began to look at people around me that haven't trusted in the Lord, and suddenly an envy began to fill my heart as I saw them getting blessed. He said, I see the blessing coming on their lives. I see them prospering despite their wickedness. You know, the Bible says it rains on the just and the unjust. You know, that God, all good things come from above, from the Father of lights, right? And so the Lord in his goodness will bless us. But it's the goodness of God that should lead us to repentance. He said in verse 4, they seem to live such painless lives. Their bodies are so healthy and strong. They don't have troubles like other people. They're not plagued with problems like everyone else. So it seems. Folks, so it seems. Everybody's got trouble, folks. Everybody's got drama. The Bible says there is no peace to the wicked. There is no peace to the wicked, folks, which means those that live in sin, it doesn't matter what their outward appearance looks like. It doesn't matter what they're driving. It doesn't matter how big their house is, their home, and how big their bank account is. It doesn't matter. The scripture says there is no peace to the wicked. Things may seem like they're okay for a season on the outside. Verse 6 says, they wear pride like a jeweled necklace. They're clothed themselves with cruelty, with violence. It says, these fat cats have everything their hearts could wish for. That's what my translation says. The NLT. That's real right there. True that. Verse 8 says, they scoff and speak only evil. In their pride, they seek to crush others. Have you ever seen that before? Verse 9, they boast against the very heavens. In other words, they begin to speak evil of you as a believer, and they mock you, and they mock the fact that you go to church. Where are you going? To church. Okay. On a Tuesday night, okay, it's not Sunday, but that's all right. And then Friday, where are you going? Church. Okay. Sunday, where are you going? What'd you do over the weekend? Oh, I was in the house of God all day, worshiping my Jesus. It says their words strut throughout the earth. Verse 12 says, look at these wicked people enjoying a life of ease while their riches multiply. And so here's a psalmist. He's looking at this. And he sees this going on. And he thinks to himself in verse 13, did I keep my heart pure for nothing? Is it worth it? Is it worth it? Did I keep myself innocent for no reason? Verse 14, I get nothing but trouble all day. So he's in the midst of a trying situation, and it seems like waves and waves of trials. It seems like when it rains, it pours. You know what I'm talking about tonight? Every morning brings me pain, he goes on to say in the latter part of verse 14. So you see, he's in trouble. He says, I get nothing but trouble all day long, and every morning brings me pain. I know this word is for someone here tonight. It might be one, might be two, it might be somebody online who's joined us. Verse 15, somebody said right here. Verse 15, if I had really spoken this way to others, I would have been a traitor to your people. Verse 15 in the King James says, if I say I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. In other words, he was saying, if I had said something, I would have seemed like an outsider. I would have seemed like I was betraying the cause of Christ. I might have even become a reason for someone to stumble. He said, so I kept it internal. I internalized it. I said nothing to no one. As I was going through this internal struggle, I see everyone on my job seeming to prosper, getting raises, getting promotions. But I internalized it. I said nothing to no one. Verse 16, so I tried to understand why the wicked prosper, but what a difficult task it is. He said, it makes no sense to me. I'm living for God, and all I got is pain and trouble. He says, then I went into your sanctuary. Then I came into the presence of God. Hallelujah. He said, I came into the presence of God, and suddenly the veil was lifted. Suddenly this dark cloud began to be dispelled. Suddenly this lie of the enemy, this trap that was laid for my foot, for my feet, for my soul, suddenly it was exposed. It was broken. He said, oh God, I finally understood the destiny of the wicked. Verse 18, truly you've put them on a slippery path. Folks, they're on a slippery path. They're here one day and next day they're gone. You know, the Bible says God resists the proud, but he helps the humble. I remember Pastor David Wilkerson giving a definition for true humility. He said true humility is complete dependence on God. True humility is complete total dependence on God. And I think about this, you know, when you trust in the Lord as your Lord and Savior, when you're living for him daily, when you've entrusted your life to him, folks, he works all things together for good to those who love him and are called according to his purpose. So even when trouble and trials come, he's doing something on the inside of you and I. He's molding us and shaping us. And he says, count it all joy when you go through these things, because these things produce patience, endurance, strength of character. Folks, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I said, joy comes in the morning, folks. He says, truly you've put them on a slippery path, sliding over the cliff to destruction. In an instant, they are destroyed, completely swept away by terrors. He said, when you arise, O Lord, you will laugh at their silly ideas as a person that laughs at dreams in the morning. In other words, God will suddenly, when God begins to move, when God begins to act, it seems, it's almost as if he's arisen out of sleep. So it's painting this picture. It's like a simile painting this picture. Suddenly he begins to act. Verse 21, then I realized that my heart was actually bitter. The psalmist realized his heart had grown bitter. Maybe that's you tonight. He said, I was all torn up inside. I was pierced within. The original language says, I was pierced within. I was pricked in my heart. I was convicted as I came to my senses. When I came into the house of God, I began to realize what was actually going on. Verse 22, I was so foolish and ignorant. I must have seemed like a senseless animal to you, he says to the Lord. God, I must have seemed like I lost my senses for a moment. He says, yet I still belong to you. Yet I still belong to you, O God. And you hold my right hand. In other words, you are the source of my strength. You uphold me, God. You uphold me, you carry me in your arms, and you refuse to let me be destroyed. You refuse to allow the hunter from hell to destroy me. So like the bird in the trap is broken. And you know, today his word is a lamp to your feet, to my feet, and a light to our path. And maybe you find yourself in this place. You look around you and you think, man, is this worth it? And this is, it's been a seed in your heart for some time, maybe. And it's been festering there. Something is there growing. And the Lord has come to lift the veil off your eyes. He's come to show you this is a snare, it's a trap, it's a lie. Folks, when you give your heart to Jesus, your sins are forgiven. The power of death is broken. There's a new life in Christ. But folks, I know there are seasons when sometimes we go through stuff and it just seems like, it just seems. But folks, it's an illusion. Because it's not based on truth or reality. God has got you. And everything is going to be all right. And again, he is working all things. Somebody say all things. All things together for good to those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Verse 24 says, you guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny. A glorious destiny. So you see this contrast. You see these that are going to be destroyed who have trusted in themselves and refused to trust in Christ. And then you see your glorious, you see their final end, but then you see your glorious destiny in Christ. He says, whom have I in heaven but you? I desire you more than anything on earth. My health may fail, my spirit may grow weak. He said, but God remains the strength of my heart, and he is mine forever. Hallelujah. Strength of my heart literally means he is my rock. He is the rock on which I stand. He has given me sure footing. He is the foundation on which I stand. And he is mine forever. He is my portion forever, the psalmist said. God is my portion forever. He is the source of my inheritance. Those who desert him, he says in verse 27, will perish. You destroy those who abandon you. But as for me and my house, we are going to serve the Lord. But as for me, how good it is to be near Jesus, to be near God, trusting under the shadow of his wings. For I have made the sovereign Lord, the God who reigns over all things. He is the sovereign God. He is in control. He is the King of all kings and Lord of all lords. He reigns over every situation, folks. Every situation, he reigns over it. He's in control over it. And there is a time and a season for everything, folks. There is a time for testing. Remember Jesus in the wilderness? 40 days, 40 nights being tested. But then the Bible says that The devil left him for another season. And the angels of God came and began to minister to him. The devil left him for another season. That says to me, there are seasons of testing, folks. But then the angels of God came and began to minister to him. Hallelujah. And he left that wilderness. He left that season of testing in the power of the Spirit. And he began to minister to those around him, folks. These times of testing are designed to make you and I stronger. You're going to come out stronger than you've ever been. Are you with me tonight? He says, I've made the sovereign Lord my shelter, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful things you do. I will tell everyone. Hallelujah. You know, when you sing on the subway, you're telling everyone. When you sing on your job, you're telling everyone. When you come to Times Square Church and you get your praise on, you're telling everyone. When you're driving your car and you're humming, you're telling everyone. When you hand out a tract, you're telling everyone. When you bake someone cookies and you tell them Jesus loves you, you're telling everyone. When you visit someone sick in the hospital, when you comfort someone who's lost a loved one, when you visit someone who's in prison, you're telling everyone that God is good. Are you with me tonight? Give him praise. If that was you tonight, maybe that enemy had laid a trap for you tonight. That trap is broken now. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So receive your freedom tonight. The devil is a liar. God is good, and his mercy endures forever.